Podly Dum.
All the cycles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Podly Dum. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and it has this beautiful little train that goes throughout the whole mall.
I'm JDB Crumpin. That just means shave your legs tonight, no matter what it is.
And I'm Alexander Price, and do you think I talk like this at the bank?
I know you don't. We are here today to discuss Cycle 17, Episode 3, Kristen Cavallari. I honestly
Cavallari.
Don't know.
Cavallari.
I always said Cavallari.
Like Cava and Larry.
It's like caviar, but like by Larry.
Weirdly, there's a mnemonic device for it because they had a show that was very Cavallari. So it's just however you say.
Oh, sort of supposed to rhyme.
Yeah. But I say I like very like
Vary Cavallari.
Very Cavallari. Anyway. I don't know. How did I spin this much of this title? My original title, following the true format of the show, is going to be The Girl Who Believes in the Positive Motivation of High-Fivery.
No!
But the show forced me to break format with the host who forces everyone to say the word tooch, including me.
She'll be the girl.
Yeah. The girls who really don't want to say that word.
I don't want to put tooch on the contestants.
Oh.
If you want to put tooch on us,
yes.
You should go to anchor.fm/podlydum and become part of the Lydum pod. I've even called you out in the new song. That's how much we love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, y'all. I hope you've heard our banger new intro. And if you don't like it, who cares? We ain't changing it for a while.
I spent too much time on it to change it now.
Yeah, this theme is La Puccinetta.
For all of you who like the opening, obviously, we all lend our voices to them, but Alexander completely has learned how to be a DJ. Like, completely remixes them, completely does them. We're all so excited.
Look, this podcast has enabled JW to use many of his pre-existing skills, has forced Alexander to learn lots of new skills, and I have done nothing.
You found that you're really good at games.
Just the one.
Guess who? World Regionals. All right, we have something on our Top Model news desk. Let's dust it off. Because we have just an email that I've saved from Alexander and Hannah. Save for, not save from. Save from.
I need to protect this email at all costs.
Because we have an email from Mackenzie with the subject line, Dispatches from Model Land, really. Ooh. Because Mackenzie went. And get ready. And I want to say, Mackenzie, right now, you can write a great email, too. This is unedited, basically.
Our new West Coast correspondent, Mackenzie.
All smiles. Mackenzie. All right. Hello, JW, Hannah, and Alex. What's my secret? I just got back from Model Land. In case you missed it, which, who could blame you? Tyra Banks' mysterious, long-teased, never-explained Model Land experience opened in Santa Monica yesterday, and I knew I had to go right away. Mostly because I'm leaving town and I'm afraid it won't be there when I come back.
Good call.
Smart.
All right. So I dragged a friend with me, paid 50 American dollars, and entered Model Land, and now I'd like to tell you about it. The best way I can describe it is it's half pre-show to a Disneyland ride that you haven't seen the movie for. This is so well read. Half one of those selfie museum installations where people take pictures for IG content. I would have, if that had been the whole thing, I would have been like, sure, honestly.
Yeah.
And also sort of like Colonial Williamsburg, where the reenactors are pretending to be someone everyone knows they're not. There were also about 6 gift shops throughout the hour experience.
Oh my God.
None of which had particularly interesting or unique merch. Though, JW, you could buy tiny gloves.
Oh.
And quote, exclusive wigs?
Exclusively also, bad. Sure.
Also, you were, it's the Nancy. Well, that was called the Nancy. Also, you were twice randomly handed small containers with a melon ball size sample of Spice Cream. And apparently one of them was the All Night Love Lionel Richie.
That was
one.
The best one.
Is Spice Cream playing for Model Ed, or is Model Ed playing for Spice Cream?
Literally, the next line is, the connection between Spice Cream and the Republic of Model Ed is tenuous at best. Of the 4 employees we interacted with, 2 of them were all in, and 2 of them seemed to be held against their will.
Perfect combo.
Yep. Yeah. Much like Top Model itself, there was very little taught about modeling. The rooms included a classroom with chairs on the wall.
What?
Where you were told that the photographer and model should be in sync, and that's it. And and given more background info on Model Land, still unclear. Then a room where you put on tiny gloves, sit in front of a screen, and Tyra shows you how to smize by thinking of something delicious. Yes, I thought of noodles in honor of Sunday. Good. She also goes through the poses she taught the models in one of the boys versus girls cycles, oh, all God. While changing outfits. But then it's interrupted by a very cheekbony man who looks kind of like Grindelwald in the new terrible Harry Potter movies. Mackenzie's words. I've never seen them. I'm sure they're bad. And she urgently has to go. So Tyra leaves, apparently. Grindelwald also appears in the introduction to Model Land video, which shed no light on what Model Land was, but pretend to be all members of the Model Land government?
Because I'm pretty sure Model Land is a planet, if I'm remembering the first 5 chapters of the book correctly.
Maybe.
But also remember when she was wearing that culty hat to all the interviews? Like the military coup hat?
Well, then there was the Model Land national anthem.
No, so it's a nation now? It's a country of Model Land?
The Model Land nation.
They have to pledge to, apparently. Then you're escorted to
Oh my God, I wish they had been speaking a different language. I wish they had had to do, like, ubby talk.
It's just tooch, tooch.
Yeah, you add ooch to them to the end of everywhere. Yeah,
it's just pig Latin, but you say ooch.
Yes.
Welcome ooch, ready. To ooch, Model Ooch Land Ooch.
For the next word that Tyra coined.
Oh my God. No.
So then you're escorted to the lounge.
No!
The glamour lounge. The lounge. No! Where you experience, quote, social media in real life, or smurl, spelled SMIRL.
No, no,
which just
no,
means
no.
You show your friend a picture on your phone that makes you happy.
Smurl?
The real life version of social media is life.
Having a conversation.
Social media in real life. Smurl. So
you just walk up to a stranger and say, like.
Also, we were taught to flush a toilet fiercely.
Jesus Christ.
They sent a video of what seems to be one of the more all-in employees doing this. And it's also on like a weird hand chair. So it's not also a toilet.
Look, potty training is not that far off in my household. So,
oh, if you don't teach Oscar how to flush a toilet fiercely. You failed.
Also, there were plaques around the room about superpowers, like a sort of temple. And then there's a dance studio where you pose like birds. All the while, there are voiceovers of Tyra, and I'm assuming Grindelwald, reciting Top Model Mad Libs. Get ready. There is also a sleep room, which we were not allowed in and didn't have any apparent use. No one was napping there.
So it's an equity cot room? Seemingly?
The place wasn't exactly hopping. There was me, my friend, and a third woman who appeared to have wandered randomly in off the street.
$50?
The only thing she knew how to say was God is good. And so that was her response to everything. And it was perfect.
Yeah, that's not inappropriate, honestly.
She seemed to be having a wonderful time. And I hope she tells everyone she saw God and she was beautiful. Thank you for reading my insane long email. I just had to tell someone. Thank you for writing it. I just had to tell someone about this fever dream that felt like being incepted into Tyra's brain. I loved it, but I'm also furious. I paid money for it. And then there were some pictures and videos. Very fun. Love the podcast. All Stars is my favorite cycle. Really, I know.
Wow.
And maybe it's all the model and content, and I'm excited for you guys to dig in. Mackenzie doing the work. I mean, doubles all around. That is so exactly what I always imagined it be, but at the same time feels like it's just like a lot of Tyra things. She had a bunch of competing ideas and put them all into one thing, and no one edited.
I think that perfectly sets us up for what we're about to get into. Nonsensical groupings.
There's no previously on, by the way. Previously ons are not.
I am awash in grief. Please respect me at this time.
Only Lisa D'Amato with this curly hair talking head reveal is giving us previously ons. This poodle on Lisa's head.
And Lisa sees the writing on the wall because she can't believe that good personalities like Brittany and Sheena left. And Lisa's like, and me also, maybe?
No, Lisa, you have been given license to asshole.
We also are introduced to the new talking head background via Isis that includes tiny chandelier, swagged curtain, and fake topiary.
Why is the theme of All Stars secretly mansions?
Because they're stars. It's glam. It's the this is the lounge.
Oh.
They kicked it up a notch. They notched it up a scotch.
Isis also reveals her new three-part brand, which is photo shoots, design, struggles. And honestly, Isis, that's a winning combination.
And I just wrote, oh no. By Isis, because it is never good when you are giving your story in a talking head.
Yes, I said nervous that Isis is being shown saying something confident.
But someone who's lost their confidence is Allison, who is going crazy because she can't draw. And my first question was like, why can't you? Did they take away
your notebook?
Yes, I think that's actually what it is.
They didn't. They wanted her to be like forced to interact with everyone else.
No, get in the costume wardrobe, Allison.
Well, you know what? I love this juxtaposition of her going like, I know I'm very strong while wearing her like teddy bear hood.
I think it's a sloth.
And then a perfect hair swoop.
But y'all, it is fascinating to me. So far, and I'm sure this is going to change, all of these contestants seem to be getting along really well and liking each other, which is strange. If you had to pick someone to confide in this house, would you really pick Lisa?
Here's the thing. I don't know what it is, because we also get a lot of talking heads criticizing her, but everyone seems to be kind of buddies with Lisa.
Yeah. I also think it's because Lisa will listen. Like, I feel like of all the people there, Lisa's down to gab. Like, I think some other people are like, don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, like, you say something, you say a word aloud, and Lisa just, like, pops up, like a little gossip gopher who's a little psyched to be there.
Oh, man. I wish I could be there in the past to warn Allison, because she holds her hand over her mouth too much, and that is a post-production editor's dream. You could put anything in there. She also says, in her talking head, wearing the perhaps sloth, perhaps bear, perhaps other animal, I know I have so much energy. I know this is a spectacular opportunity. Said with no energy.
Allison is the employee being held there against her will.
Yes. Alexandria is still doing people's hair.
That's the way she shows love. That's Alexandria's love language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Putting a bobby pin in the back of your head.
Acts of service.
So it is always crazy in Top Model when someone enters without knocking, as we have discussed previously so many times. But to enter this huge abode where there is a very high chance that no one will be there to see or hear you.
Well, and the way it is edited, it is as though the buildup for this guest / house invader, where they're like, is someone there? Hello?
The voice did not sound familiar. That's my favorite.
But no, like, Shannon fully took cameras like, I don't know this person. And then, yeah, isn't this like a hard cut to the theme?
Yes.
The theme song now comes after a cold opening.
Yes.
Yeah, which... and they're always trying to do something suspenseful into the cold open. And honestly, this is relatively harmless.
Yes.
Could be worse.
She's been on the show before.
I think the problem with this is like we have the episode title.
Yes.
Because I would have been like, oh, who's coming through the door? If I didn't know that it was probably Kristen Cavallari.
I love the way Dominique pronounces hills with the super long I.
I write that Dominique says heels like I do.
Heels.
They all seem genuinely nervous, though, that someone has come into this house.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be.
I wonder, honestly, I wonder how good security is. And I wonder if they're like, oh, it's like a fan.
And they can't lock that door, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So they all group with Kristen Cavallari around the piano. And there's no way this piano is getting through the cycle unscathed, right?
No
oh,
way.
No. Mm-mm.
And Kristen starts the conversation.
I'm going to say right now, I kind of dig the energy that she comes into.
I don't hate it.
No.
It's just, look, the delivery is flat in a very normal way.
Yes.
But,
does she answer any questions? No.
So, are you guys having fun? Get another shot at fame, huh? Like, that is something a sleazy photographer says in the movie Fame.
Terry Richardson energy.
And then the weirdest thing about this conversation to me is just how much of a conversation it is, where it literally just seems like they're talking about being on reality TV and what do you do after that? To the point that Brie literally is like, I don't want to keep coming back to reality TV. What do we do?
And I was okay with that, like, in its essence. Does it make any sense for the show? No. Does it have anything to do with the task they're about to be given? Absolutely not.
No.
But, like, it was nice to see the contestants. I'm like, no, this is what they're actually thinking about. This is why they came here.
It's almost, yeah, again, I'm surprised the show keeps editing in these kind of show-breaking things. That because this felt like Kristen was going to be the guest judge. She didn't have another part in the episode. And they were like, do you just want to go by and like talk to them for like half an hour or something and see what, if anything good TV comes of that? And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was not a watcher of the heels.
Heels?
Was she a bad girl? Because I can't imagine that to be true.
Let me give you my personal scoop.
Okay.
So I haven't watched every season. There are many, many bigger fans out there. But I've had kind of an obsession with what happened to the folks on the show afterwards. There's something just...
Most of them really, like, made a life, which is impressive considering how young they were.
One of them, really.
Well, there was a very fun headline about that recently.
Well, but even they, like, are in pop culture. Anyway.
Yeah.
She was known as kind of, I wouldn't say the bad girl, but in my opinion, she was known as like the, like, pardon me, but like tough bitch.
Okay.
And she always had like opinions.
So for my context, she is more the Alexander type, where if she moved to New York, they'd be like, oh, she's so nice. But in Southern California, it's like, what a fucking bitch.
I think there's a reason she went on to do a lot of other shows and guest judging and whatever, because she did Project Runway All-Stars Cupcake War. She had that very Cavallari thing that I was talking about. She also did other things. I think she's a pretty normal human being.
She seemed normal.
Now, again,
also, like,
I'm not the biggest
also
watcher.
Also fun to watch at the same time. Like, I did not watch Laguna Beach or The Hills, so I don't have a context for the original shows. But on Top Model, she comes across as normcore, but still super watchable, which I don't feel like happens that often.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of weirdly what happened to a lot of the original Laguna Beach people. But again, fans, if you're out there and you're like, no, this is wrong. You guys needed to watch more of this.
No, nothing.
Let us know.
Yeah, it is a real big blind spot. I was always, the MTV reality content I was watching was always dating game shows, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
There is one answer she gives, though, that made me a little, like, well, know yourself a little bit, Kristen, where Angelie asks, like, if after doing the show, you have to go after gigs and representation or if they come to you. And Kristen's like, well, like, I knew someone that, like, knew someone and that was fine. And I'm like,
the producer got her a manager who got her another team. Where it's like, And little does Kristen know, the producers aren't going of this show aren't gonna give Angelique shit. So
no, and also, let's be honest, you're from that area of Southern California. You're rich and white.
Yeah, you walked in with connections. Probably.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I do also love when I think it's Bianca asks about being the bitch, and her answer's just like, haters gonna hate, right?
There's a part of me that's like, that's right, ladies, you can be the good girl or the bad girl. That's like, okay. But she also wasn't wrong.
No, so. It was just like, that wasn't quite what Bianca was asking. If you're truth, Kristen, I guess.
But guess what? It's time for a Tyra mail, and clearly this cast received a note to be more excited for Tyra mails.
Well, this Tyra mail, have we gotten it looking this wild? This is hell to look at.
It's because I think they were like, oh, people like the wacky, they need style. And so because the rest of it's so normal, it's just picture of Tyra in frame on screen. They decide we need center and sometimes left justified in different fonts. And it's going to be
italicized, the wrong words.
Oh, my God. Okay. So the Tyra mail says, having all the right answers will save you from an uncertain fate. Which is actually very straightforward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the words that are italicized are right, from Anne, and fate.
Well, that's the thing. They're not italicizing them. They're just giving them style. They're giving them fashion.
Alexander and I have gone like full the wig, the bitch, and the nightmare. And are like, what does this letter mean?
And I'm just like, guys, they just want to look fancy.
No, it has to have a reason.
I love Camille's like, oh, interviews. And then someone else says, I think it's just somebody's gonna be sent home.
Kayla said that.
Kayla is like, just ready to leave. Y'all, Kayla is so miserable.
Why is she this unhappy?
Don't know.
I mean, I know why. We discussed it in the previous episode because they told her that being gay was so 5 years ago. It's like,
she's like, cool, then I'm going to be out of this house 5 years ago. Let's go.
Bye. So they go to the mall.
Yep. So I think it was JW. Did you ask me what an outdoor mall was?
I have.
This is an outdoor mall. The Grove is just an example of an outdoor mall.
What store did they get all these cute matching clear umbrellas? Because it is raining real hard.
I just love that Brie calls the trolley a train. It's such a New Yorker thing to do.
Oh, yeah. The Grove is most known for its farmer's market, which is no longer really a farmer's market. It's basically a craft fair meets food place. And you'll love this. The Grove features a large central park with an animated fountain designed by Wet, who also designed the Bellagio fountains.
Mm.
Oh, you know Wet?
They also have an optional valet service that will wash and clean your car while
That's
you shop.
Nice. Yeah.
And also, since 2015, it is the venue for the finales of Dancing with the Stars. So a Tyra connection.
Everything comes full circle.
And did you see what was on the marquee of the AMC at this time? Oh, it was Priest 3D. So Paul Bettany was in both this movie, which is about a priest hunting vampires, which was right after the movie where he played an angel fighting that grandma demon in the diner.
But isn't he also like one of the self-flagellating monks in the...
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Yes. This was when Paul Bettany's like, what do I do?
Fucked up religious people, I guess.
Yeah, Priest also starred Carl Urban, Cam Gigadet, Maggie Q, Brad Dourif from Chucky fame, Stephen Moyer, and Christopher Plummer.
Always glad to hear anytime Brad Dourif gets more work, though.
Oh, of course.
Great on Deadwood.
Just great and just seemingly great.
I feel like we're putting off talking about Nigel and his challenge.
Yeah, of course we are. Hannah, terrible, you know us.
Terrible challenge.
We just come back and suddenly we're at the photo shoot.
Great. Not only this challenge itself, but they don't focus on the fun parts of this challenge. Like, I want to know why Bianca and Lisa are picking who they're picking.
Right.
Those are two people picking is chaotic drama. I want to know the strategy, and they give us nothing.
So they find out that they're going to be interviewed with, quote, tough questions by extras Mario Lopez.
I also love that Nigel says being a star has its perks, and then the perks are listed as the fans and the fame.
Not perks in my book.
I would say the main thing you get.
Right after this episode aired, it seems like the special correspondent role just went to Maria Menounos because she was hired immediately after this episode aired.
I mean, she was our true winner of Top Model All-Stars. But then this gets weird because at no point does it seem like it's going to be a team challenge. And then all of a sudden, it's fully a team challenge. And it's also dodgeball style recess picking rules. And Lisa and Bianca are the team captains because they got number one and two photos. And I was like, what a good excuse to just pick Lisa and Bianca to try, in Hannah's, to Hannah's point, to create some drama. And then Kayla is just further proven to be the person who wants to leave, needs to leave, because she's picked last. But Bianca's like, well, good, Kayla, we really wanted you. Don't do that to Kayla. She doesn't believe you.
The teams are Lisa, Laura, Alexandria, Isis, Dominique, and Jalee.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bianca, Allison, Brie, Camille, Shannon, Kayla, which seems like a wild team to me.
They're both very interesting combinations. And if they had to work together at all, it would have been fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ends up just being mostly like, hope you pick the right people who are going to individually do good.
One team is screwed because they got picked. Because they're told that the winning team will be safe from elimination, which is fucking bullshit.
Bonkers.
Well, I don't mind generally on reality television where a challenge actually means something and gives you immunity. It just is really odd that Top Model has decided now's the time to do this.
Challenges mean something, everyone.
But for the first time, because even if Top Model throughout its run had given like immunity to just the challenge winner, and like on All Stars things are even more important because now it's the whole team, I would have been like, sure, but you've never given immunity before.
Nope.
And to give that many people immunity is a lot.
To the point where they never say the word immunity. That's us putting that in here because of years of watching reality television.
Sure.
So, content warning, Mario Lopez is trash. Mario Lopez has multiple times been accused of sexual assault, including in 1993, there was alleged date rape, and that was dismissed because they basically said she was trying to get fame. She denied. Then there was a second woman who had also accused him. And separately, in his memoir, he reportedly described sex as his drug of choice. So creep. And most recently, in 2019, he was interviewed on the Candace Owens show, where they conflated sexual orientation and gender identity. So horrible. So, and it was such a scandal that apparently Extra aired without Lopez the night after, and they had GLAAD director come on and a doctor to discuss it, because it was like, this is not a good look for Extra.
Ooh, it's never a good look when they have to bring on so many experts to talk about basically why you were wrong.
Yeah. So, boop, boop. Gross.
At least he's in this episode very little.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish Normcore Kristen Cavallari had been here to interview me. Like, so what's up?
You know what? Those would have been better questions than the questions asked.
I was about to say, I almost didn't. I mean, I'm always glad for your context, Alexander, but I almost didn't need those because his questions don't disprove the rubbish, the trash, the garbage, because these got just uncomfortable.
Aggro? Like, weirdly aggro?
Like,
pointed about certain subjects.
Yeah, which a lot of the contestants responded in such a way that I'm very, like, happy and proud that they've clearly really learned how to do this. It makes you like the contestants more, which I think is good. I just wish we didn't have to like them by hating how they're being treated.
Also, because the editors are wild this season, it's now a boxing match. We get full, like, ding, ding.
But then you know how there are buzzers during boxing matches? You know how when you get something wrong during a boxing match and a big buzzer sounds?
Y'all, I can't believe that we're blazing past the reveal of the cycle, which is there were post makeover shots
for
each and every contestant that are so much better looking than the collage we got. And I'm like, you had these gorgeous pictures of all the contestants.
We maybe never the best. Them.
Yeah.
And we never really get to see them because there's always so much text on top of them.
And why are we filming Bianca at the pool doing talking head inserts?
That show is going to just let Bianca say whatever she wants all the time because they know that she is giving them content.
What I do love for Bianca is that she saw that the weather was bad and immediately put her hair up. I'm like, yes. That is a professional.
And this weather is real bad. It's just rainy the entire time.
Mm-hmm. So team one, Lisa gives a super dorky answer.
Oh my God. Guess what? I got first place in balance beam. What? When Alexandria looks at you and is like, honey, you're trying a little too hard.
You know, this is the most measured Alexandria has ever been. And she's like, you know what? I get it. She's trying to be supportive, but like not now, Lisa.
But stop I it. Just want to be like, stop it.
Cut to Anjali. Shut up, Lisa.
Lisa sucks.
Lisa sucks. Lisa sucks.
So funny. So I'm not going to say the question that is given to Isis, but I do want to say her answer.
Yes.
Because I think it's just perfection because it does answer the question while completely refocusing, where she says, I'm open to educating people about my transition, but I think my fans will see this time I'm more focused on my goals.
Perfect answer.
Perfection.
I wish I had 1/10 of the poise.
Yeah.
I just, and I know that unfortunately part of that probably comes by the fact that she's been asked this so often, yeah. But like, I love someone who can pivot. It's such a good interview skills to pivot, but not necessarily, even if they deserve it, like be mean to the interviewer, because then you look
better.
I kind of hate this word, but like classy in your doing of it, you know?
Well,
it really comes across to me also that Isis is like, I have these goals. I want to be famous. I want to be known. I better figure out how I'm going to respond to these inevitable assholes.
Assholes. She's just so deft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anjali gets thrown also a shitty question about having
super racist and classist. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
You got too much flavor.
And she gives a really good answer.
A great answer.
And as soon as she does, I wrote down, she's going to get shit for being professional, isn't she?
It's wild how much shit Anjali gets for this completely great answer that also, in the show's words, still has flavor. Do you know what I mean? Like, her answer of just like, I believe that you can't have too much. Like, there's no such thing as that.
Anjali never sounds false or robotic. That's the thing. And she's going to say it better than I am later. But basically, whatever Anjali gives you is who Anjali is.
Yes.
And it's, again, this, and I know, I'm sure there are listeners who are just sick and tired of me and everyone else saying it, but these things about personalities and what is your personality, what isn't authentic and what is sincere, I guarantee you, whatever you're saying is an aspect of your personality.
Unless you're just lying, but then your personality is liar.
Or playing a character on purpose, like playing someone completely different from yourself on purpose.
I just, as a palate cleanser, we get one of my favorite Tyrons ever. Kendra, America's Next Top Model fan. Get it, Kendra? And well, Bobby later. Kendra and Bobby.
Question. I was like, did Alexandria write this question? Is she a plant?
It really reminded me of when Alexandria was like, what do you do if one of your friends says that you'll give someone a kiss?
What do you do if you have a friend named Momo and you thought you were best friends, but then she really does something? Alexandria, trying to stay on brand, says she's all peace, love, and granola, but you have to be tough.
She's trying.
Yeah, she's trying.
And these fucking high fives that reach across people's faces.
But only slightly worse than those high fives is the lingering handshake that Lisa shares with Mario Lopez.
Whoa. Whoa. So, ding ding, team two. The questions are less gross, mostly.
Yeah.
Allison, I think, gives a really good answer, which you don't expect from Allison necessarily.
Can I read you this note that I wrote, which is very dumb?
Please.
Bianca gets dinged for the phrase word vomit. Clearly, she should have said she has word salad like everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know if Nigel has ever heard the word vomit because he just thinks she's talking about literal, actual vomit.
Later, when he says, sometimes you can be too open, I'm like, do you just not like the word vomit? Just say, like, hey, it's a little gross imagery. Like, but that's also, all you gotta say.
Also, her word is candid. Huh? So actually...
very candid.
That is very candid.
Speaking of super self words, Kayla hits the word freedom and free at least 80 times in her answer.
It set me free. And that's why I'm here today representing freedom.
Yes, jerking off a million angels.
Free. Dumb.
Her hitting. It's like she realized that she had to make another word halfway through. She
looks directly at camera and is like, did I do it right? Was that it? Was that what you wanted?
Well, but Bobby, the ANTM fan number two, basically asked her, Kayla, are you done with that trauma? Are we done?
And Kayla literally says, I'm done with all that. I'm past it.
She's like, I'm done with everything.
I do.
Let me get some classic, insane Alexandria advice where she says that team needed to be more real, relax, and be more professional.
What are you on?
Pulling in three different directions.
It's like, you know those like graphs where it's like the interview is center and then just branches?
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Okay, the most awkward moment in recent Top Model history when Nigel is giving critique and he gives critique to Angelique that we've already discussed, but it's like essentially him just saying, and
what
I'm
happened
now,
to 718?
716.
I always do it every time. Fuck me. God damn it.
Now hold up. I'll leave it in. I want to look up where 718
is. I have a block. I have a mental block.
Okay,
what is
great.
Wrong with me?
You don't want to say it because it's weird not coming from Angelique.
718 is a lot of the Marble Hill section of Manhattan. Okay.
Okay.
Take me to those Marble Hills.
I lived in Marble Hill for a while. Good McDonald's.
Let me run up that Marble Hill.
Nigel is so aggressive with her, though, in the way he talks to her.
Well, that feels like he has this expectation of her response. Mm-hmm. Or he's like, okay, and he almost expects her to like thank him for this amazing advice. And she manages to hold it together. Clearly unhappy, but holds it together.
She is quiet and doesn't give a response, which is the best response.
Yep.
And they leave in Nigel being like, okay, like, it's kind of amazing, the power that she held.
Yeah.
Then more weird comments to Isis.
It isn't just about the message, but it's about the way you move, the way you look, the way you're shaped. So everyone kind of gets involved in the conversation. What?
Also, she gave such a good answer.
What does that even mean? Well,
he says to three people that they fucked up. And I think they all dealt with their strange questions quite well, because then with Kayla, he's like, not like, no. And that was a masterclass.
I know we said your brand is free, but you shouldn't just be free.
Oh, now
Kayla is going to have a mental breakdown with what they are serving her every episode. But then we get some fun Top Model math, because Lisa says that she thinks it's about 65% in the bag. About 65%.
It would be that if Lisa wasn't on that team. Yeah. Because that team does very, very well.
Except for Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah. Did y'all know this was Allison's first challenge win?
I forgot. I think we discussed at the time the challenges Allison should have won.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was like, oh yeah. And it's also, I know Tyra won't be able to understand it, but everyone in the house seems to really love Allison. Her team is super happy for her. Bianca is really into Allison, which I would
Bianca
not have expected.
Is enchanted by Allison. Mm-hmm. In a more mature way of how she like had a weird friendship bully ship with Heather, I think there's something like Allison is so outside of Bianca's like sphere.
Mm. I think sometimes in a competition setting, people like Allison are really easy to get along with because what they do is so uniquely specific and different.
No threat to you.
To them. Yeah, it's like, I would know, I can never do what Allison's doing. So there's, yeah. She's
we're not going in for the same job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's my competition, but also, what am I going to do? Like, there'll just be some stuff that I'm better at and some stuff she's better at.
And Allison's bonus prize is that she gets to come back and be interviewed again, which, woo! No thanks.
What a nightmare prize for Allison specifically, too.
Back in the bus. Good for Angelie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And calling out the show. I'm shocked, once again, they left this in.
Yeah. Well, they try to make Angelie into the villain here, and they do it through Kayla, which is not Kayla's best look.
No.
And Kayla talks about how she has this outburst, which means that she could never be on Extra. And I'm like, you realize that she held this in
because
all the way until you got to the bus, which is, to me, the essence of professionalism is knowing when to talk about things and when not to.
The fact that we are having to have Angelie teach what code switching is,
mm-hmm.
because this is wild to think that people would be like, oh, that's who you are. So I expect you to always sound like this and always talk like this. Like, that's not how life works. And I know that you all realize that, but you just don't see it because Angelie is a lot. So you expect her to be like crazy. And it's just like, what are you talking about? And that's why I had to choose that opening quote.
I think in terms of the us talking about code switching as a bigger society,
yeah.
I know that like other communities have known about it, talked about it, used that language for a long time. But mm-hmm. I think that when this aired, even though they don't use that word, having yeah. conversations about this was pretty new. I'm always at this weird place with Top Model where sometimes I do think they present things that were kind of ahead of its time, but they usually end up presenting things that are ahead of its time because what Top Model did was kind of behind the time. And then the ahead of its time thing was a reaction from a contestant not accepting it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this quote, though. This is the quote that I feel like everyone remembers from Angelie in a lot of ways, which is, bitch, I worked at a bank. I worked at a bank. You think I talk like this at a bank? Perfection. It's so good and true and Angelie, and the Angelie knows how to make television mm-hmm. because she promises a confrontation at panel because Angelie is still like, stay tuned, viewer.
So good.
Eyes on this space.
Yeah. This is where I realized we did not have a digital art.
We did not.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get classic Top Model, where we're going to wildly guess what this means.
And I love now that they're guessing and saying they won't do it. Yeah. If it's spiders, no. Everyone except for Laura is like, no, not doing this. No.
Oh, Allison says,
is like, I will only do it if they're spiders.
She said, put it on my face.
I will bring them to that extra interview.
The wild guesses we get are Daddy Longlegs.
Well,
it was Granddaddy Longlegs that killed me.
Isis calls them Granddaddy Longlegs, which is how I learned to say them. Oh. I'm so glad of her and I have that in common. And then I looked it up and I was like, is it different? No, that's just how an ism that we picked up at some point.
Giraffes.
Loved. So
and
weird.
Then the wildest answer yet, notoriously long-legged rats.
Rats is so, because I'll be honest, giraffe ends up not being 100% wrong.
No. And then Bianca says, for some reason, make sure you shave your legs tonight. Why?
She thought it was going to be a leg ad.
Yes.
A lotion ad. You know, an ad for legs.
Just a leg ad.
Legs, L-E-G-S.
Legs.
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 Look, back in the old Penn Station, I bought a pair of fun tights every time I came to the city to see a show.
Nice.
Loved them. Fun tights was my thing for a while.
Oh my God, did you have a tight collection that just like matched to a playbill?
I'm not that.
I love that you say you're not that, even though you did all the steps up into that.
I can't take it to the end.
Okay.
Also, okay, before we go where we are going, side note. Side
before
note.
We journey on the journey.
Why do we keep seeing people giving Camille orders to close doors and to get it?
She's always the last one out.
I guess.
Yeah. I wanted that to be a bigger deal, but I think it's because Camille is literally just the last one. And they're like, look, we already had Kristen break in once. You lock the door.
So we head to new Smashbox Siren Studios.
Mm-hmm. And they get to watch three stilted dancers do a routine and Camille's face.
When she's clapping.
When she is clapping afterwards. That is the gif of the episode. Just so disenchanted and knowing I might be doing this next. And you're right.
We aren't even introduced to these people. We don't know if this is a company of people.
Justice for the eventually Tyrond Trey Knight. Because I looked Trey Knight up online and he seems great. He is a professional Olympic level roller skater trains young roller skaters and has something called the Knight Rollers, which seems to be both a training facility and just a fun place to go roller skate. And also for a while had this troupe, I guess, called Stilt World, who also competed on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Nice.
He seems, both from the episode and his Instagram, like a really nice human being who has also been through some tough times recently. Hmm. And it really bothered me that, A, they got nothing from the show, especially when that was a good performance.
Yes. And we see actual training. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to actually see them get to practice on the stilts.
Yes. Although I don't think they gave him enough time to train them.
Probably not, but they definitely didn't have to do the same amount of stuff. Like, they ended up mostly having to stand and also against a wall and in a harness, but I appreciated how many spotters they always had.
Yes. And he was there. He was one of them always.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story. So when I was in California, I would occasionally audition for Disneyland's Block Party Parade.
Okay.
And one time, they asked me if I had any stilt experience, and I said no. And they were like, cool. So they put me on jumping stilts, which I was not bad at. Those are the, you know, the
jumping stilts.
Yeah, the curved ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then they put me on walking stilts where I had to sit on the top of a truck cab, strapped me in, and said, try it. I stood up and fell forward.
Huh?
At an audition.
This seems like an OSHA violation.
Yes. Yes. But after it was like, do you know how to do stilts? No. Okay. Up you
Try
go.
It. You're tall. You're used to being up high.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So
they got more training than I did.
So what they're going to do is these are going to be duo shots. And they're going to pair up someone from the winning team with someone from the losing team. And if no one really did this, but if you're from the winning team, you could 100% sabotage the person.
Yeah.
And that would have been amazing television. Also, at some point, Shannon, I guess it was the hair bun help, but Shannon and Lex are best buds.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, Alexandria, unlikely duo in my opinion, but are just the best of friends.
Our photographer is Sarah Silver, who you might remember from the vampire shoot.
You might remember Alexandria, right? And Alexandra's like, sure.
It's Angelique.
Angelique.
Was it Angelique?
Not Alexandria's cycle.
It was Krista.
Mm-hmm.
But she notoriously hated doing that shoot. We saw her footage and
just remember her yelling sweetie a lot.
Uh-huh. She has, once again, I'll remind you, she has the energy of that choreographer, director from The Comeback.
Mm.
Not really who I would want on set.
Also, very gossipy with Mr. J.
Uh-huh. Well, she has her hands free to gossip.
And is
sometimes is funny. I'm sorry. One or two times I got a chuckle.
Is Mr. J's villain energy super activated by her? Because he becomes the full villain of this episode cycle in an episode that already had too much Nigel and Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Mr. J in general has been a real bad look the entire cycle and only continues throughout the episodes that I've watched so far. And you would think, knowing that he knows all the contestants, you would think this would be kind of a fun cycle for him.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like something's going on behind the scenes. He was given a note to be meaner or just, I don't know.
But we used to get like regular dispatches from the set. Like, what did Jay say about how they did during the photo shoot? And we hear none of that anymore.
Interesting. I wonder if that relationship with Tyra is just, not that it's an excuse for him to be mean-spirited to any of the contestants, but like, I wonder if this was just at its end point.
We go over Bianca's fear of heights, and I counter, that you've been on four steps before, because these stilts are not very high.
Yeah, they're like, look, I get it. If you have a fear of heights, this is something. But like, you're harnessed. You mostly end up leaning against a wall if you want to.
You have another person to hold on to. This is ridiculously unscary.
Later on when, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Lisa gives good advice and is like, just fall like once and then you'll know it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and that's not bad advice.
Yeah. I love these Tyron's this episode. If Mr. J is the villain, Tyron is the hero, because the Tyrons of safe and unsafe to remind us.
And they're unsafe is a weird choice.
And they're also gigantic.
So big.
They are like
and color coded
gender reveal colors, though.
Dominique practices diplomacy when she says Top Model All-Stars is different because it gives you an opportunity to branch out and be open to doing everything. An opportunity to be open to things.
Yeah, that's especially diplomatic after Sarah tells Dominique and Kayla, nice, girl fight, go. You're choking her in a bad way.
When Mr. J tells them, Mr. J's Glamourly subscription is up for renewal because he says... The two of you could interact off each other's energy more to create different facial expressions. Instead of just being like, react to each other and show it in your face. And then Dominique, bless, in talking head responds, more faces? What do you mean?
I've got one.
You already told me mine's too much.
Who says Mortal Kombat?
Bianca does.
Because captions clutch.
I was just about to say. I'll let you say it because you brought it up.
Okay. Mortal Kombat is spelled with a K.
Iconically
not,
so.
Yes, not a C.
Off-brand Mortal Kombat. Captions couldn't get the rights to.
Y'all, I was going to save it. I'm worried about captions.
Well, we start smooshing words together.
Captions is getting super crunchy in a way that I'm like, are you okay? Are you having an episode?
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Oh, no, has the virus that deleted DJ Splits infected captions?
It's simple things that are very easy to understand that captions just gets wrong.
Maybe captions, who is now a person to me. Maybe Captions is a big Kayla fan and is just like getting real sad about the treatment of Kayla.
Maybe Captions, like me, is mourning the death of Previously's, their closest friend.
Oh, I love the extended universe of Previously and Captions being friends. The AU. So fucking stupid.
Is this the episode where Captions also pushes So-Called together as one word?
Oh yeah, So-Called.
I do appreciate Bianca going to Lisa and being like, let's make a plan. I think that's good strategy for when you are that scared. And Lisa's plan just being like, let's just be like real slick.
Well,
the problem is having a plan with Lisa is like the hardest thing to accomplish.
That, and
that's
also
not daring.
I'll give Lisa the tiniest bit of grace. She's up for elimination.
Yes.
Bianca isn't. So it feels incredibly shitty to be like, Bianca's like, well, I'm not doing it. It's like, cool.
Bianca never says that she's not doing it. She's freaking out the whole time. And she says, oh, it's really happening. But I will give Bianca the littlest bit of credit during her freak out is that she's never like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I think we need to start the discussion now that Laura's... Oh, no. Well, fun thing first. Okay. And then we'll bring up devastatingly bad thing that Camille says. Fun Laura thing is that Laura's talking heads have always this cycle so far been real wacky in a way that I don't remember her 100% being, because her
no, they're cherry picking.
Yeah, her saying that's still scary, wires break. I'm like, Laura.
Laura just seems like she's a lot more confident this cycle. And just saying whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, she's like, I'm the only short.
I know this sounds stupid because she already kind of was this. It's just Laura seems happy.
Yes.
Laura's just happy to be here. She's like, wires, that's fun. Who cares?
I think Laura has now gotten the, like, you're a good model, okay? So she's, like, not worried about that anymore.
Okay, so Camille is paired with Isis. Again, I don't feel the need to say the exact wording.
Nope.
But essentially, Camille makes a really pointed phrase about if she doesn't do better than Isis.
What does that say about her?
What does that say about her? And meaning, what does that say about Camille? Mm. We discussed it beforehand. And I don't want to excuse this all. The words came out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She said this. She said something extremely shitty.
Mm-hmm.
It was felt like a producer was trying to pull it out of her or something, though, because it just feels like this came out of nowhere. I could be absolutely wrong. And again, she said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Jamaica as a country is not great on those things. So maybe there's some influence culturally about these mm-hmm. views. It kind of
hits you like a ton of bricks, though, because we haven't had a contestant yet say anything negative about Isis. And so you just kind of aren't expecting it. And I feel like the show got literally this one clip from one person saying something.
Especially because they seem like they're having a lot of fun during the shoot together.
Yeah, they seem to get along fine. As much as Camille's getting along with anyone.
I think Isis gets screwed over by the language of this shoot, and that they're told this is supposed to be really extreme. And then once the shoot is done, Isis and Camille are both adorably dancing and being silly. And Mr. J is like, well, where was that during the shoot? And I'm like, you explicitly told them to do something else.
Also, you're not going to take a picture of Isis doing the running man.
No. But also, I think Isis was bringing a fun, funky energy.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are you on,
and
Jay?
And she got the ugliest outfit.
Why these leggings?
Because I'm going to say, the kind of 80s styling, I was kind of digging for most people. I was like, this is a look.
We know, you love a neon.
But also, like, I was like, no one was over the top.
They give Laura almost a, like, early Madonna thing with the little pink glove that works so well for her. But these silver leggings are just not it.
They're also, like, baggy.
Yeah.
They're not even fitted.
Ill-fitting for sure.
Isis saying, these are my legs, they're not gonna get them from me.
So cute.
So fun.
She makes a lot more, it's my, like, I think she's truly the cool chick of the cycle.
Yeah.
Isis makes a lot of good jokes.
Yes.
And I feel like that's not, and there, she's got a dryness to her delivery that
I was
really
gonna say.
But the words are goofy, which is fun.
That's what I think is so, works so well, is she'll say these dumb, funny things, but it's said in this completely dry way where you're like, I'm like, living for this.
when she said Jesus is my daddy, because she was all, I'll never get over that. That was so funny.
That's another super gifable moment from this cycle.
So we get the one of the worst things Mr. J's done, because Bianca gets down, Mr. J's criticizing.
Wait, can I relate Lisa's super tortured metaphor?
Yes,
oh, of course.
Please.
Before we go to commercial break.
Please.
And as we've said, in a section where Lisa mostly acquits herself very well as both a model and a partner to a scared person. If Bianca blows this for me and I get eliminated, she better learn how to get on stilts, because she's going to have to run and her stride's going to have to be real big because I'm coming after her.
Oh, we got there. Okay, we got there at the end. This was no JW egg metaphor.
No.
A lot of extra fluff. And then they're done. And Bianca says, I think rightfully so, I'm just proud of myself for, like, doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. J says, fuck your fear conquering. And says, if you got up there and didn't deliver anything, what was the point in getting up there? So Lisa didn't get eliminated?
He's such an asshole.
Who says I'm a strong bitch, but I'm a weak bitch?
Angelique! My favorite Angelique quote!
And I love that that's a continuing thing from her original cycle. She always was like, I'm not strong physically.
Look, I also am a strong bitch, but a weak bitch. I love it. And speaking of J. Manuel being terrible to Angelique, where's that persistent girl? Where's that girl who'll do anything to have this?
Gross. And so talks about sleeping in a bus station, goes hard into specifics right before she shoots.
Mm-hmm. On set, at work. Stop it.
It's so uncomfortable. And it's only, this isn't worse, but it's still bad, because Shannon has Look, I know that we had differing opinions on Shannon's first thing.
Oh, but this is fully no, Team we're all Shannon. The same. Oh my God.
We are Team Angelic Shannon. Yeah. She comes out and is ready to shoot. She
in
is
in a good mood, feeling great.
Set with her new best friend forever. And Mr. J's like, are you comfortable in that? And she was like, I checked. It's a bathing suit because I
already checked it out because I knew you'd ask. Yes.
And then he goes, okay, good. Because I just want to make sure you're comfortable. And she goes, I am.
But I will give Shannon some credit. This comes off so bitchy. The way she's like, oh, I knew you'd ask. I checked. I know. I am.
They're playing this game that my friends and I like to call secret bitch.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
And you don't think that Shannon, Angelic Shannon, would beat J. Manuel at secret bitch. And she absolutely mops the floor with him.
Yep.
Well, it's a bathing suit. I checked because I thought you'd ask. Is just, the show hates Mr. J because to add that in is so funny. And again, what I like is she's not confused. She's like, yeah, I'm fine with a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm. I've told you what my boundary is.
Parameters clear.
Did anyone else find it? I guess some photographers do this, but it just seems weird to shoot photos without looking through the lens, with just having the little clicker in your hand. Sarah Silver seems checked out.
I think that she, you know, she's never been portrayed very well on the show. I do think that at some point this shoot got irritating for some reason.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll say this, Alexandria being very unsafe. Surprised Shannon did not get a foot to the face.
And also making these like Martina Navratilova yells.
My ankle.
I just think for my thing, it's like, I get you want to be extreme. Mm-hmm. But then don't complain about you. No one has asked you to do this. They're actually asking you to not do this.
We also saw you do it in a way where it looked extreme, but you were safe. Like, you did it successfully. So stop pushing.
Right.
And of course, she's going to learn no lesson because of the final result photo. But this is the one thing that I found was funny, where Mr. J and Sarah are sitting there and he goes, flair for the dramatic, I told you. And she goes, this would get old real fast. And I was like, Sarah hates a lot of people.
We get one adorable shot of Trey Knight spinning Laura.
It was so cute. Everyone loves Laura.
And then back at the house, Shannon is revved up from reading Mr. J because she fully rolls her eyes at Skull Mail.
She says, top model, America's Next Top Model, all star.
You heard her eyes roll to the back of her brain.
We have opened up that Diet Dr. Pepper can. It is fizzing out.
We get the most adorable exchange between Bianca and Isis, where first of all, Bianca calls her Icy, which is
cute. So cute.
And she says, your outfit is so nice, you look like a ballerina. And then Isis responds, oh my God, I'm gonna look like Black Swan.
Can I get y'all's opinion on the hat?
I don't like...
I like it. I do. I think I like the fashion of it.
It's just too far for me.
To me, it was the color. It just didn't go with the rest of the outfit. I thought this styling was interesting.
I liked it. And I loved her eye makeup. In a judging where a lot of contestants are going to wear a lot of makeup.
Contestants, I will argue, Tyra's 9-year-old at a jazz recital costume was not the look.
I love that Alexandria can't stop herself from playing a little game, even though she's peace-loving granola, because when she says to Angelique, I think that's a really good thing to bring up. I'm like, Alexandria, you are trying to get her eliminated.
Oh, she was fully trying to get her eliminated.
As we will see, Angelique plays this so perfectly. She does say something here. I'm going to have a solid, stable future if I win this, and that's the greatest thing that I could possibly have, is knowing that I'm going to be okay in the future. And this will come up for us a lot in the in our future, but I wanted to bring it up now because this year, Angelique gave an interview that revealed a lot about her time on All Stars and the way that All Stars ends and her life in between her two cycles. She cleared up a lot of stuff that we had only heard from the perspective of the show. Mm-hmm. And it's really intense and really hard to hear about someone who, you know, I don't know Anjali, but I'm rooting for her generally and on the show. And it just lets you know, these little moments keep cropping up that remind me that this is a person whose life has been very different in the interim than most of the other contestants on the show.
And I would say too, and I'm glad you brought it up, Hannah, it's something that we discussed as co-host of this podcast beforehand, like, when do we want to talk about this? I think the most appropriate time to bring it up is during that finale, during the elimination, because a lot of it is kind of about what happens then. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I suggest, if you haven't sought this out, again, it's pretty recent. Like, and a lot of you sent it to us when it first came out, and so thank you to all of our fans and listeners who did that. But like, we've definitely read it, we'll read it again, but you know, it's probably something that's worth, if you're a fan of the show and really want to know what happened, read it for yourself, seek it out, find it. We will probably be, you know, editing some stuff out just in the interest of time once we eventually talk about it. And as always, we're trying to take these episodes as they come, as they were presented in the show for the most part.
Yeah. We are aware of it.
And it's it crops up for me as I watch these episodes, and it just adds to the respect that I have for the way Anjali plays this game and presents herself on this show.
On a more fun note, even though Kristen Cavallari has explicitly said she is no longer a reality star, at panel, Tyra calls her the biggest reality star living today. What dead reality star are you talking about?
And you can see her real-time reaction of, what? Like her eyes flick over for the slightest real quick, like, what now?
What weird phrasing.
The music has a weird moment, too, because right after Tyra finishes her opening spiel and says, let's go, there's a woo!
We also had some very extreme drums that brought us into panel that unfortunately the captions did not describe. They just did little music notes, and that made me sad.
First up is Alexandria and Shannon.
And Tyra presents the shoot like she is couldn't remember what it was and is buying time, because she goes, the ladies did a very interesting shoot, and I think it's one of my favorites. And it was on stilts.
Right.
why does someone say it's culturally so exciting?
First of all, you know that's Andre Leon Talley.
But it about is. This picture of two white blonde women?
This is an Andre Leon Talley silly word salad. And it's what you get from him. It's I have no
especially
idea.
Especially now that he's like not at all invested in the show.
No, so uninvested.
But I want to give it up. This is Alexandria's best picture in the show's history.
God.
And this photo too, it's absolutely Alexandria's best. It's so fascinating. They say it. You would stop and look at this. Also, what I like about this photo is that you know where whatever the product is, where you could place the text. It'd be in the upper right corner. It's like, it works for both of them, but Alexandria takes it to the nether level.
Yes.
But JW, Shannon's so trustworthy by holding her up.
That's right. Reach for it.
Fuck off.
I just want to see a little risk with that trust.
Well, that was the weird thing. And I feel like Shannon's the wrong person to try to bamboozle, because she's like, nope.
Not my brand. I was told what it is.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think this is a great picture. It just, it's so well composed, and it has all to do with them and nothing to do with Jay or Sarah. So
I just can't believe she held herself like this.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool shot. Yeah.
The stilts also look cool. The way they like puff out.
Yeah, I think this is weirdly, even though it's very just graphic, right? Because it's just mostly black and white. There is something fun about this whole shoot, because there's not a lot of shenanigans going on.
You could also see it, like, they talk about flipping through a magazine. You could put all of these together in a magazine and have it be, you know, an 8-page spread or whatever. It would work.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing too that could be for a lot of different campaigns. It could be a makeup campaign, it'd be something like that, and they just wanted to create an image that was eye-catching.
A swimwear campaign.
Interesting. Yes.
But yeah, I really like this photo. Anjali and Allison are next,
and they're about to talk about the photo, and Angelie, who, it has to be said, is wearing a terrible outfit and some really intense makeup. But I was like, let me stop you right here. And Angelie, and I'm probably projecting too much, and I'm going to live with that. But Angelie, I feel like, said to herself, I've been dealing with shitty men probably for my whole life.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do with Nigel is frame this as a question.
Very smart.
So I can act like I didn't understand something.
Oh, because I'm such a dumb little
girl. Yeah, because he loves to educate me. And yeah, it's exactly. So smartly played. And she basically gets Tyra to say the thing that she herself said in the bus.
Yep.
Yep.
The smile of accomplishment on her face, well deserved, at the end is great.
Mm-hmm.
Equally great is when she starts saying this, because she started by just saying wait. Allison's face when she says wait. I do not feel like Allison was prepared for what Angelie was going to do. No. But this was great. So well handled. It just, again, Angelie won't let the show paint her the way that they want to paint her. And I just respect her so much for that. A lot of the contestants do it, but Angelie has to do it the most.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tyra references that they did a sketch on Saturday Night Live making fun of her. I found the sketch.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It was hosted by Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Bitch I'm Rocking One Leg?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is not the sketch. I know she probably realizes that she was on SNL. What she says in this episode feels more like what Raja did on Snatch Game than what actually is done in the episode Saturday Night Live. It's not that wild.
I'm going to gently disagree. I think she was just translating it to Tyra.
Maybe. But
went through the Tyra filter.
But I do think that my first thing was like, who played Tyra? Oh, God, right. What era was this? Luckily, it was Maya Rudolph. And it's definitely based on cycle four, that era, because she has the red wig.
Yes. And also we have a Naima mohawk.
Yes. Mm. Oh, so funny.
And we got a glimpse of the panel desk, and they included the African masks.
Here's the thing. This was
I can't believe that came out of me. Good on you, SNL production team.
This was written by someone who clearly loves the show, because I was weirdly fascinated with how many details they got. Like, Lindsay Lohan plays a character named Casey, whose name is spelled so much like Casey would never be spelled. Her whole deal is being scared of the camera. It's so, like, specific. The only weirdness to me, I mean, it gets SNL-y and becomes a fart joke at the end.
Right.
But they have Nolay Marin, and I was like, okay. They have
He did guest judge, though, that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm like, he's a person that exists there.
Yeah.
Sure. And then we have a great Tina Fey, Janice Dickinson. And then they have I don't even remember the character's name, but they have a Miss J sort of person.
But
it's
not.
Just a movement coach. And just a made up name of someone. Well, I don't know if it's not a made up name, but it's like.
But it's someone Finesse who Mitchell. Never.
Yeah, it's just
playing Vanessa this random character.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Odd.
The best part of this, though, because the sketch is not very funny, the commercial break of going to Brittany and Kevin chaotic
is the moment. Yes,
and I'll give it to again though. I'll give it to the sketch. Like I sometimes when they parody a show, it doesn't feel like someone who really watched the show was doing it, and they were only getting the basics. But this sketch was getting specifics in a way that you would only throw them in there if you would watch Top Model. So like I could appreciate
Should rewatch it, since all I remember is Bitch I'm Rocking One Leg.
I mean, that was
the big part of
the sketch was
a big part of it. Fun recurring character.
Now, should we talk about the photo, or should we talk about the beginning of what occurs?
Let's just go into booty tooch. Let's get there. Rip off the band-aid. Rip off the tooch.
So this is now Tyra has, I will say, masterfully come up with a word that it seems like she makes it up in the moment, but also has said it for years. And she does this well, I actually think, of the way she's like, oh, this thing, it's called a tooch. It's called a booty tooch.
But the way she refuses to take in everybody's reactions to this phrase is like, this is camp,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is camp.
Oh, for sure. And
because she says, ugh, do you know what a booty tooch is? And Angelie tries not to laugh. And she says, it's when you toot your booty.
Oh, okay. Great definition. And then I love Isis off screen going, oh, she's arching her back.
It's just the way that she forces, Tyra forces these contestants to say the word tooch. Where she's like, just say it. Just say it out loud right now. Just say tooch. And I feel like Anjali is someone who does not get uncomfortable through the sheer power of personality. No. And I've never seen her look more uncomfortable than saying the word tooch.
Well, Allison.
I was about to say later. On the most uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It'll get tough. But I'm just saying for Anjali, yes. Allison looks uncomfortable all the time.
Yes.
But let's just say it now. When ultimately Allison gets her picture and Tyra's like, and we learned a new word. And Allison.
And now it's part of what she say. We've put a new word into top model's vernacular.
But vocabulary was maybe the word you wanted to say, but it's fine.
Lexicon, dictionary.
Does not matter to me what Tyra says, because the way Allison says,
she opens her mouth barely as possible and lets the word escape. Like when you're trying to tie a balloon and just that little bit of air comes out when you're making the knot.
Also, when she's doing the booty tooch thing, we get a preview of Dominique's song from a later episode.
Yes.
So spoiler alert.
But she also makes Kristen Cavallari do it. Yes, you're tooching. That was a great tooch.
Never has anyone stood up and sat down so quick as her being like, I did it.
Bye.
You mean just this? Okay.
Okay. Oh, she's arching her back.
Doesn't Call seem hard.
Tyra out.
Doesn't seem hard.
So the photo.
I think their faces.
Yes.
Are very both styled, the hair, the makeup, the way they're emoting.
Mm-hmm.
If this was like a super close up,
yes,
on just their faces and arms and all that stuff, I think this is great.
Both of them look great in a red lip.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think that because they're trying to be very symmetrical, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Allison's body is positioned just a little bit better than Anjali's.
I do think that it's sort of insane that this is the photo that inspires the booty tooch lesson, because it's barely there.
No. Oh, yeah. And I actually think a lot of it has to do with the swimsuit. It's because it's cut out right at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Allison's sticking her butt out at all. You just see more of her butt and then her lower back.
It's a shame for them that they have to immediately follow Alexandria and Shannon, because I do think this is pretty good.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right that the upper half is definitely stronger than the lower half.
Yeah, the stilts are secondary in this picture, whereas in the first one, it's like it made the photo.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that is a big part of this, is how did you take the extremeness of the stilts and make it into a photo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dominique and Kayla are next. I kind of like this photo.
Ooh, hard pass. So okay. I like Dominique a lot in this.
Yeah.
I agree with what Andre says, is I think it'd be served better by just airbrushing Kayla out. I don't think they feel related.
Sure. But Kayla's tooching.
Kind of, does it give you a little, hey, big spender?
Yeah.
Which I kind of dig.
Yeah. I like that the interaction is that two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Cavallari is on this. She thinks Dominique is holding up her hair and she is done with the photo in a Nicki Minaj Breeze hair, yes, sort of way.
Everyone has strong opinions about specifics regarding hair.
And I do think, though Andre is super checked out, I like how much he is here to go to bat for Dominique.
Yeah.
There are some, I don't know, Dominique knows what Dominique is going to serve, and this straight on, like,
well, that's the thing. We got so much of the we need more faces, we need variety. And why
would,
like,
you
no.
Why would you ever?
Dominique figured out what was probably going to look best. I'm sure she practiced and she serve this. And I don't think Kayla's, to me, I will say, I think individually Kayla's the weakest of all the contestants this week.
Mm.
But
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't agree with
it's
that.
It's not strong.
She's weaker in the photo for sure.
Yeah.
But I like the vibe of this photo.
Okay.
And I like the contrasting outfits too.
There's something about it to me that's like a little dirty in a way that I like.
Mm-hmm, me too.
See, I guess I'm just more squeaky clean.
Angelic more trustworthy. JW.
Trustworthy JW. But this was the first one to me where there was a big gap between how much I liked one versus the other.
That's very fair.
Next up is Isis and Camille.
I feel like, despite all of the... Man, these tights are bad.
That's
despite
so bad.
All of the criticism they got on set, that this ended up kind of being an interesting picture.
See, this one for me, I think would be better for both of them separately.
Me too.
I think if you separate these, it becomes a more interesting photo.
I think the problem for me, kind of going off what Hannah said, it's too samey.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't like it.
Where they're almost distracting from each other instead of
because they're
together.
In a similar pose.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas at least with the other one, with the Dominique and Kayla one, it was like they had different energies that met. This is just kind of like they both slid down the wall at the same time, which would look, I think they look good separately.
Yeah. If you imagine them by themselves in each of these poses, I think it looks a lot cooler than them together.
I think that's a fair point. I think this could actually be saved one of two ways, doing what you just described and having them individual, or if there are like four or five of them and they were all on the same thing and they were all kind of sliding down the wall in the same way. It just feels like something that's like part of a greater whole.
Yeah.
That's not having that. I don't know though. I really like there's something interesting to me about what Camille did with raising her hand straight up to almost mimic
the legs,
the stilts and the legs. Camille gets so dinged for this shot, and I don't think it's a bad Camille. I would actually argue this might be her best of the cycle we're gonna get.
Oh yeah. Also, does Tyra not know what carnival is as opposed to a carnival?
Yeah, Camille came in with a cultural reference, and that panel was not there to understand it.
Nope.
And it totally, like, she says it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Not hard to understand. And Tyra's like, dee, 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 dee. And you're like, what? No, that's not what Camille said.
Yeah, it was so well explained of like, oh, I was thinking it more like dance and carnival and this, that, and the other, and then gave it specific. And Tyra just, like, say nothing, Tyra.
Tyra's just like, honk, honk. Oh, where's the elephant?
I think Isis looks cool, also, I think her face looks pretty great. I like the nonchalance. I like that, like, this is how she would stand if she were just, like, on the street at home. Mm-hmm. I think it works.
I just don't think they work together.
No.
They don't work together. And if I wish we could just out those silver leggings.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm not as distracted as styling as I feel like the two of you are, because I'm like, they couldn't help that. But with this, it's just so different than what everyone else got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing now that Dominique also had leggings, but because they're black, it just,
they just felt like part of the stilts.
Yeah.
Silver is wild. Laura and Brie are next. This is one of my favorite
films. I love this.
I love this. This feels like they came up with this beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And came up. And I'm sorry. I think this is as activated as Brie's face needed to be.
I think it's perfect. I love
it. This is Grace Jones and Madonna on stilts posing. Like, this is so good.
How is Laura doing that?
Right?
And there's something to me that's also so fucking great. I think someone, maybe it's even Kristen, says it about like everyone else went for big, tall, and Laura kind of did this fun juxtaposition down.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love that she's the petite contestant and she actually made herself small.
And it just feels like they work together by filling this. It just feels like a composed photo.
I love it. I love both of them. I think they both look great. I like Bree's face.
I think
she looks
too.
Stunning. And I love the styling in the shot. I think this is probably the strongest styled.
I agree.
The collar on Brie really works.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, those little pink Madonna gloves.
Yeah. And there is something. Tyra is on Brie's fucking ass about this. You were so focused on symmetry. And it's like, well, when you got it, do it. Like, I don't know. This I love this picture.
And I think part of the reason she also might have been focused on symmetry, besides this idea it seems like they had, is that her clothes were very symmetrical.
Right.
So she was like, oh, this is like what it is.
And also, you can't both be wild in the photo. So by having Laura crouch and then having Brie...
Well, they're the only ones who don't both hug the wall. Yeah. And it's to the benefit of the photo.
I had to give it to one of them just because it's so different, I don't know how she did it.
How
Laura,
did she do it?
Which is good because Laura was the one up for elimination. So.
Yeah, I know it's tough because we have another great one, but this would have been a first call out for me, for
me
Laura.
Too. Next up, Lisa and Bianca, the La Puccinetta Club.
Once again, Because they gave her this brand, she can basically do anything she wants. And they're like, oh my God, it's so Lisa.
But I don't like that it also feels like it gives Nigel the repeated ability to do you ever have your photo taken with your legs together? And I love that Lisa was like, of course I do.
But also, like, in this season, no. But Lisa has done it before. Like,
yeah. Also, remember when she did a great secret deodorant photo?
And also, I'm sorry, but the pink hot dog is not her legs being all, like, it's not the same as doing a split.
This is very forced to me. In the way that Brie and Laura seem so naturally composed, this just seems so...
I think there is something, just because it's very different than the other ones, there's something that does feel, and maybe it's because Bianca wanted this, like a plan was made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there is something very interesting about one perfectly down straight leg, one being like held up. Like the...
Yeah.
Idea of this, like, I think this is one of those that from far away is really cool.
Sure. I think weirdly it would work better if Lisa were just looking at Bianca, because maybe. To me it just looks like Lisa's modeling the jacket.
Yeah,
she is, and she's kind of peeing on Bianca, who's holding her leg up.
Because I mean, for as much crap as Bianca got on set, I think her, and they say that they don't like her face, I think her face looks kind of amazing.
Yeah, Lisa's face is the one that doesn't look that great.
Yeah, I like Bianca's face. And Bianca had every bracelet on. How did she even hold her arm up?
That's why she was worried about falling.
Like, you guys, if you haven't seen this picture, she might have 30 bracelets on. Like, it's a lot of bracelets.
But I am really glad that Mr. J didn't get to, like, poison the well against Bianca for this photo.
And then Tyra repeats a joke before Private Chambers, up for the chop. And I'm not talking about hair. We know. You can use that on the makeover episode. I'll give it to you on the makeover episode. But otherwise, no one thinks you're talking about
which
that.
Which one of you will reach new heights? And which one of you will go home?
Well, or which one of you will fall?
Is about to have a big fall.
Yeah. Which one of you is stilted in this competition?
Private Chambers. Did they change Bree's photo behind them to the Mona Lisa photo?
It's just very bright.
And wrinkly, like it's new.
Yes. Yes, and I think they did change it, right?
Anew. Because
before they repeated Wild Boys. We were like, they used Wild Boys twice? That's crazy. So they did change it.
It just looks so different than every other picture up there.
Yeah, to the point where when they were talking about Brie, and it was all I could see in the background, I was like, oh my God, are they lighting up each contestant's photo as they talk about them?
Which would have been amazing.
I think I mentioned it before. I want them, when they eliminate someone, for their photo to fall.
Oh!
But I think it needs to fall because Tyra takes a little pair of scissors. Yep. Chop. She wants a chop there.
Tyra, it was not enough to do booty tooch. And I don't remember about whom she says this, but lip tooch?
No. Looch? No. We are not looching.
Looch.
Tyra at one point tries to define smize as both smizing and then the opposite of smizing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nigel likes, and I do not believe him, the nerves and the guts. Both the nerves and the guts. It took Angelique to ask him that question. I'm like, no, what you liked was that you got to answer a question.
Uh-huh.
You got to
because
speak.
Angelique threaded that needle perfectly.
Yep.
Tyra says buck-eyed, which is not a thing.
Buck-eyed? Mm-hmm. So funny.
And that's where she's like, she should have smized, like, you know what smizing is, or she should have opened up her eyes really wide, which is also smizing.
I love the new pitch for Cavalieri's Lair. Cavalieri's.
Nigel's tight five that he's trying to work out on Kristen.
Not, and she is uninterested.
He's
in
like,
this.
Oh, I've dealt with you before.
Nigel has a terrible metaphor for Brie and Laura that I'm not going to repeat.
Nope, don't need it. Also, now I'm realizing Nigel without hair is evil Nigel. Nigel with hair was fine.
Was good, Nigel.
He was fine.
Oh no, Tyra's the one who did that to him. But I do want to, I won't say it, but I do want to talk about, because Brie and Laura have a fantastic picture.
Yep.
I could argue easily for number one.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It has nothing to do with race.
Nope.
And that is the point he is making, is he feels like they paired up beautifully because of that. And I'm like, they paired up beautifully.
Because
they both
people.
Modeled the shit out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, what are you, Najwa? Come on. What a deep cut. What a deep cut.
I have blocked Najwa out.
Some of our listeners are going to be like, what?
Look, the thing is, I haven't thought about her since the last time we talked about her, but that face, that immediately the purple perfume.
Yep.
You know, the, in comic books, when they have a really niche reference and in the bottom it says, check out Spider-Man number 65. Like, that's what I just did to everybody.
We can't escape a single episode not referring to Isis's transition.
It's all they'll let her be now. Mm-hmm. Also, why, when Tyra says, have we reached a decision, does Andre giggle?
Uh-huh.
Felt weird.
Mm-hmm. But Tyra is here to let us all know. She was blown away by these pictures. She couldn't understand why. What was it that made them so different and amazing? It's because you're all stars.
So fuck Brittany and Sheena's drag.
But also, I love Tyra being like, and I realized that you might be good.
Weird. Lintage.
Allison is. So we are dividing the call out orders by safe and unsafe.
Which is good for Camille, even though I think her photo doesn't deserve. Yeah. I guess she's probably that's worst.
It's the only real way to get to a bottom two of that team.
Yep.
So Allison is first and hates life and wants to curl up and wither away. Mm-hmm. Bianca is second, which seems wild.
If you look at the winners, though, I mean, justice for Brie, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you knew it wasn't going to happen because they all made a decision.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Shannon is third. Fine. I think that's
fair.
Fair. Yeah. Then Brie.
Should have been possibly number one call out for me.
One or two for sure.
Yeah.
Then Kayla.
What is this weird me moment with Kayla?
I truly think, and I'm completely just basing this on the show and what we presented, I think Kayla's done already. I think she's done.
Checked out.
I think she feels like she's made a mistake in coming back here. They haven't been treating her well. Mm-hmm. And I think she's just honestly going to be stupid for the rest of it. Like, not meaning she is going to just be dumb and have
until they eliminate her.
Yeah, I think she's coming into it being like, man, what does it matter?
Like, you're trying to get the substitute teacher to send you to the principal's office.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, that
energy.
Ooh, Hannah, you make a lot of good metaphors, but that was a pristine one.
And then Camille is the bottom of the safe girls.
What a win.
Ooh, and Camille's like, shocked she didn't do like a double few this time. Alexandria is first call out of the unsafe girls.
I get it, but it absolutely would have been Laura for me.
Uh-huh.
I get it too. I feel bad for both of them that they're basically seventh in whatever else place.
Yeah.
Then Lisa, this is why this is wild. Mm-hmm. Lisa forced these contestants to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
Why is that not part of this?
Mm-hmm.
And then Laura and Dominique, which is so low for both of them.
And it's especially wild when they show Dominique just standing there waiting to get called, and she looks so stunning.
Which leaves Anjali v. Isis.
This bottom two is hurtful.
Yes. Also, this cut to Kayla and Camille is shady.
Mm-hmm. Anjali took off her terrible dress.
Thank God.
Good for her.
I wonder if something was said about it after.
Two beautiful ladies who do not have the two worst photos.
Two ladies that happened to be in the group that lost the challenge. Happened to be?
Lisa picked them! Lisa lost this for them! Why is Lisa not in the bottom?
I was like, oh, how interesting that you're both from the group that lost the challenge. Yes, that's why they're here!
Well, that's the thing that got me more so. Lisa's involvement beyond that. It's like Tyra forgot what she did. It's like, oh, it's two people from the losing team.
And Tyra's worried that we won't understand. Return to your home here. Pack your bags and go to your real home.
Which then feels really pointed against Isis. So she basically says want to both your photos. Says nothing to Isis.
Yeah, nothing. But the speech to Anjali. The judges commend you for speaking up today about something you were confused about. Do I do this or do I do that? The reason why you stand before me is the judges are not confident that you know the difference and can make the balance. And it is the number one thing that girls go home for, not understanding how to take a note.
Anjali took the note.
Anjali requested the note.
Also, the number one reason that people have gone home on your modeling show is they don't understand the note.
Feels like it's usually because of a bad picture, but okay.
Okay. So Angelie stays and Isis is eliminated.
I truly didn't remember that Isis was here for so little.
I mean, she wasn't on the regular show that long either.
I know. I guess in my head, she did better on All Stars, but honestly, she kind of did equal.
Yeah. Although she did get her first call. I mean, she got first call-outs in her original cycle too, so...
And then Tyra tells Angelie to be unpredictable.
But that's someone else's brand. That was Sheeta's brand, and Sheeta went home.
Yeah.
I was told to be persistent.
What if the brands are just like sitting there to be collected and scavenged by the remaining contestants? They leave. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It randomizes after the end of every single thing.
Yes.
So are we ready for an update?
Yes, yes, yes.
This is, unsurprisingly, because I think Isis has become part of just mainstream pop culture.
Yeah.
Very mostly, exactly, precisely positive.
Very cavallari, mostly positive.
Yes, it's very cavallari. Isis King, and her IG is Ms. Isis King, so MS, and over 160,000 followers. And website is kingisis.com, but that's really out of date, so I feel like that's though it's still linked to. So I will say this. There's so much on Isis. If you are interested in learning more about her, and it's probably just worth a Google yourself, but I'm going to highlight very specifically a bunch of acting stuff and then one kind of interesting controversy that was less about Isis and more about a brand that Isis worked with. Mm. So she has acted in The Bold and the Beautiful, Shameless, and in fall 2016 was one of the main cast of the docuseries Strut, which Whoopi Goldberg executive produced and aired on Oxygen. And it followed five trans models and documented their move from New York to LA.
Oh, wow.
Most recently, she stars in With Love, created by Gloria Calderon Colette, who also did One Day at a Time.
Love.
Follow her on Twitter. Gloria is great. She seems to always be giving back to writers specifically. Isis plays Sol Perez, a trans non-binary oncologist, and is paired, I think, in the relationship with a Todd Grinnell, who is from One Day at a Time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, and that just got picked up for a second season and was nominated for Outstanding New TV Series in the 33rd GLAAD Media Awards. So
I've been intending to check that out, and now I'm even more motivated to do so.
Oh, it's on Prime. The first season only has 5 episodes, so I also think it's a quick watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's an interesting thing, and I want to preface this with I'm reading some language that is, I'm pulling quotes and some other stuff. Mm. So
as a heads up.
Exactly. Yes. In 2012, she became American Apparel's first openly transgender model. However, media advocates giving national equity to transsexual and transgender people, Magnet, an anti-defamation organization dedicated to educating the media about transsexual, transgender, and intersex issues, launched an education campaign against the shirts King modeled because they said gay okay, which some felt was misleading because Isis is a straight transgender woman. Mm-hmm. And Chanel Jessica Lopez, a transsexual and transgender communities-based counselor at New York City's Anti-Violence Project, called for a boycott of the shirts for the same reason. So it wasn't so much a controversy about Isis herself, more so that it felt like there was a misunderstanding and kind of a lumping together.
Well, yes. And like American Apparel doesn't have a great reputation.
Just generally. I mean, and you know, they're gone now. So
yeah.
Yeah. So that was like an interesting kind of footnote, but mostly Isis is a working actor who is working and only has continued to grow and shine. And it's kind of cool to see someone who started on reality television as a background person.
Right. As a homeless background person in the shows.
To like, now being in a award nominated, at least 2 season TV series, like in a starring role, like on all the posters, like a full character. That's just incredible to me.
I just really love that we were able to see Isis be fun and cool and happy and like unbothered by what the show, like all the shit the show throws at her. Because this, like, I would love to hang out with Isis. Isis just seems cool and like
easily one of the most hangoutable of them.
She really came back to be herself, to mm-hmm. further her own goals. It feels like she was super successful on both of those fronts.
Yeah.
Wish she had stayed longer. It's to the show's detriment that she did not.
And being sent home for like a picture that wasn't bad. She was sent home because of those ugly leggings.
And because she was in the wrong group, even though she did so well at that challenge.
Yeah, I think we can all agree generally that it felt like her time on her first cycle probably ended around where it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know, she wasn't the most successful model in those particular shoots. Now,
right.
We can go back and say, was she set up for success or not, et cetera. Right. But in this, it does feel like just shenanigans sent her home.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is such a shame.
She didn't take a bad photo.
Yeah.
No, it just feels like the show out-strategized itself.
Yeah, and it's such a shame, too, because it feels like the show wants so badly to rest on their laurels and be like, look what we did. What mm-hmm. a groundbreaking person we put on our show.
And then they're like, bye.
Both times.
Yep.
There don't was know something... why, but we're just not feeling it.
The one thing also interesting that I found that I can't confirm, but a Wikipedia article said that while Isis was the first trans woman to be a like contestant proper on the show, that apparently in two different cycles there were people who made it to like the big semifinals, like mm-hmm. the 30 or so. I think it was cycle 6 and 8, but don't quote mm-hmm. me on that. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I kind of wish we'd spent some time with them. Well, and I wish stuff like that and see like show that can make me appreciate you more
if you're actually seemingly doing a little bit of the work.
Yeah.
And if you think we're doing the work, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing you. Your hot takes, your iced tea, you are
your $50 already... model land excursion.
Yes,
you can reach out to us at podleadem.com and see our new headshots, or send us an email at podleadem@gmail.com.
And we've renewed our PO box, which you can find that address in so many different places, including podleadem.com. And since we renewed it for a year, please send us stuff so we don't feel like fools.
Where are the bobbleheads?
No one has a 3D printer. Come on, y'all.
Also, I'm going to manifest it right now because it was already a little bit out there. The cross stitches of your favorite Podleadem hosts.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Art.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JDB Crump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem anytime you do so we know it's you and not a scam. What? So for Podleadem, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.